Hey everyone, I'm Hector Mirai, and this is Faith and Fandom 180 on LTN Radio. So one of my favorite comic book characters is Renee Montoya. She, like Harley Quinn, was birthed out of Batman the Animated Series. And while Harley has literally been like glitter across the pop culture world for the last decade or so, Renee hasn't gotten that much love. In fact, she hasn't gotten a live action representation outside of her character portrayal by Rosie Perez in the pseudo ill-fated Harley Quinn and the Fantabulous Emancipation of something Birds of Prey, the Birds of Prey movie. And the version of Renee Montoya we got in that was very, very half of a dimensional. So it wasn't to the depth of who she is. But really, she got a fantastic biography as a character in the recent book, The Other History of the DC Universe, number 4. Which, by the way, if you want a book series of depth on a character that may not get as much mainstream love as they should, there are 4 issues out so far. The Other History of the DC Universe, highly recommend them. But Renee got a biography in this most recent issue. And one of the things that just kind of hit me deep as I was reading it is she did a lot of the things that she did growing up and even as an adult because she didn't want to let Jesus down or to make Jesus upset with her. And reading this, you know, coming from a pastoral level, it's discouraging to read because I've met so many people that have lived that way, where they're living out of obligation or fear or guilt or shame. And I'm just going to tell you, that's never going to be what actually brings you the life that Jesus talks about us having. And John 14:15, Jesus makes this statement: if you love me, you will obey what I command. And that's the reality of it. We need to let our love for Jesus actually be what transforms our lives. Because if we're letting fear or obligation or guilt cause us to obey, we're never actually going to find the love that he calls us to have. And I know Renee lived that as a character, but we live that as people. Remember to catch Faith and Fandom 180 every Wednesday morning on the Back Row Morning Show, only on LTN Radio. And if you'd like to learn more about Faith and Fandom, head over to faithandfandom.org, where you can learn about our Comic-Con ministry, podcasts, memes, apparel, and book series. You can even read new chapters before they make it to the next book. I'm Hector Mirai, and thank you for spending the last 180 seconds with me.